From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkison. Within hours of the primary election ending, multimedia advertising for several political races in Missouri is underway. TV ads for Chris Koster began airing Wednesday morning. He has more than $10 million to pour into his campaign to succeed fellow Democrat Jay Nixon in the governor's office. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, who was nominated by Republicans for a second term, has also unveiled two TV ads targeting Democratic nominee Jason Kander.
Do you believe we're headed in the right direction? Hillary Clinton and Jason Kander do. They've pledged to continue the same failed policies holding America back, like Obamacare.
Kander, meanwhile, has challenged Blunt to 10 debates between now and Election Day in November. The head of Missouri's public defender system says he's appointing Governor Jay Nixon to handle a case in protest of declining funding. Michael Barrett, the director of Missouri's public defender system, wrote in a letter that repeated budget cuts have left his office unable to hire enough public defenders for people who can't afford representation. Barrett says the law allows him to appoint any Missouri attorney to secure representation for indigent clients. He says he's starting with Nixon, a former attorney general. Barrett wrote that Nixon, quote, not only created this problem, but is in a unique position to address it. Nixon's office did not immediately respond to an email Thursday from the Associated Press seeking comment. Tuesday's primary election results showcased some key patterns in Missouri politics. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum examines what those takeaways mean for the general election.
Name recognition can matter quite a bit. That's because candidates with familiar last names like Jay Ashcroft and Russ Carnahan won their respective primaries. Several political neophytes are moving on to the next level, and that includes the governor's race, where Eric Greitens emerged victorious. University of Missouri-St. Louis professor Dave Robertson says that outcome is part of a national trend.
I think in the Republican Party, the outsider sentiment continues to run high, and it helped sweep Eric Greitens into the nomination.
Greitens and other outsiders were able to win thanks to prolific fundraising, and that money chase is expected to intensify in the weeks ahead. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri Republican gubernatorial candidate Eric Greitens responded to a Democratic attack ad with his own rebuttal ad, featuring him firing more than 100 rounds from a machine gun as an announcer declares that he would bring out the big guns to fight Obama's Democrat machine. Greitens ran similar advertisements of him shooting firearms in the run-up to Tuesday's primary election. He prevailed in a four-way primary, earning the right to face Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster in a November 8th gubernatorial election. I'm Tyler Adkison, KBIA News.